And this song was selected
my next project
for Rap Radar.
Here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
This is Robert Vickers of the Go-Betweens, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
The Chicago Trio Whirlpool aims to blur the lines between improvising and composing. We'll hear a track from their debut album on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Suede Merritt, R. Millis, Amatron 7, Stavros Gasparatos, and the Bureau of Atomic Tourism. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Gemini Construction, a full-service contracting firm specializing in complete electrical construction services. Gemini Construction, serving Greene and surrounding counties for over 40 years. For more information, contact 518-622-9829.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
90.7 FM.
Accra, Hudson, Catskill.
I love books. Do you love books? Books are great. Read more books. Listen to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Hooray!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Mashuda, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Melina. I'm a student of MC Smith.
I'm Fahim. I am 15, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fatia, and I'm 6, and I'm also from Hudson.
Yay! And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love, books we don't love so much, and other bookish things. And we're usually here with our friends Amelia and AJ, but they couldn't join us today, so we'll miss them today. But we're really happy to have Fahim back with us, who we haven't heard from in a bit, and Lena, who we missed last week, and Fatia is back for her second week. And we're always glad to see Mashuda, so that's good too. And I get to see Mashuda and Fahim a lot now because they're both working at the library this summer. So that's really exciting. So that'll be a fun summer working at the library together. But yeah, so let's talk about some books today. Who'd like to get started?
I can start.
Okay.
I would like to share the book Speak by Laurie Hills Anderson. And it's about, a freshman girl. She used to be popular, and she used to have a lot of popular girls who are her friends. And then one day, that one incident changed everything. So she was invited to a party, and she was freshman. And, she was alone in that party. And then a senior boy took advantage of that. He, harassed her, but then she escaped, and she called the police because she freaked out. And now, she doesn't speak anymore because, she's depressed and she doesn't trust anyone to share what happened that day. And Her friends are confused. Why would she call the police? So, and then her journey goes on from that. So it's a mystery. Was she able to ever speak about what happened? Like, you guys should read that book to find out.
I read that years ago, so I don't remember it as well. But if I'm remembering correctly, in the book, I think you know from the book cover maybe even, or from early on, that she was assaulted at a party. But I don't know if you know the extent of that until partway through the book. I think it kind of, there's maybe flashbacks.
Yeah, there's flashbacks. That night.
And a lot of, it seems like, my memory of it is that a lot of the students don't understand what happened to her, and they just feel like she got them all in trouble. And so she's sort of outcast by her classmates for being the person that got them all in trouble at the party.
Her friend, like at the party, when the friends found out that she called the police, they left her and with their car, and then she was forced to go home alone. She had to like walk the entire bridge and get home. And she was so scared that she didn't even tell her mom. Like, her mom was kept on asking her, like, why did you come home late? And like, why is your clothes are all messy? Why is your like eyeliner smudged? But she never said anything, and then she stopped talking because she was, you know, always, you know, happy, talkative. And then after that, but I think that for me, that book gives a message to me. It's like, when we are silent, we are actually giving power to the people that harm. And then we're encouraging them to continue their cruelty to us and then others. And Fahim just said that she had PTSD, which I think also the cause.
Yeah, it's a very good book, very powerful. There's also a book that came out maybe a year ago by the same author that's about the author, about her experience writing that book. It's called Shout. I believe it's a memoir in verse. Let's see if it says. It says, in free verse, Anderson shares reflections, rants, and calls to action woven between deeply personal stories from her life that she's never written about before. Searing and soul-searching, this important memoir is a denouncement of our society's failures and a love letter to all the people with the courage to say #MeToo, #TimesUp, whether aloud, online, or only in their own hearts. Shout speaks truth to power in a loud, clear voice, and once you hear it, it is impossible to ignore. But both books were really great.
Well, Fathia read a book.
You did? What'd you read?
The Rainbow.
So what happened in that book?
So it's super long, by the way.
Just saying, Maria's the Rainbow.
Maria the Rainbow. So Rainbow, and she draw about it.
So the character's name's Maria?
Yeah.
And she drew a rainbow?
She made like the color of the rainbow. Yeah, she saw like a rainbow outside her window.
Wow, like in the sky?
Yeah.
Like a magical rainbow?
No. A magical rainbow is like much bigger than that.
She saw this rainbow, which she drew. So Maria was outside of her window, and then she saw that rainbow, and then that made her draw pictures on her drawing book that she used to do with her grandma, right?
Yeah.
And then she used 7 colors of the rainbow.
And what's the book called again?
Maria and the Rainbow.
Maria and the Rainbow. Where did you find that book?
We found it on YouTube.
Oh, cool. That seems right in line with Fatia's interest in drawing rainbows. Because Lena missed our show last week, but Fatia shared some of her artwork and some of the books that she's made that have lots of beautiful drawings of rainbows.
Yes, like, I have another book.
You have another book?
That time it's going to get like rainbow skin and rainbow toned and everything. It's going to have rainbow people. The skin is going to be rainbow.
Wow, that sounds very creative. I saw a rainbow this weekend. It was right before a big thunderstorm.
You did?
So I went from seeing a rainbow to seeing lightning and thunder and rain.
Outside of your window?
I was out driving, and I would much rather have driven into the rainbow than into the thunderstorm. But I had to get home, so I had to go into the rain. But I like a nice rainbow, and I saw both ends of it. Sometimes you only see one end of it. So does Fahim have a book to talk about?
I don't have a book, but I have a poem.
Okay.
This poem is called "The Road Not Taken" by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could. Where it went in the other world, and took the other as just as fair, having perhaps a better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that passing there, had worn there really about the same. And both the morning equally lay, and leaves no staff had trodden black. Oh, I marked the first for another day, yet knowing how many leads on too late, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverge in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that has made all the difference.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Why'd you choose that one, or where did you find it? What did you like about the poem?
It's by Robert Frost. And it just talks about, it's basically like destiny. Do you want to take the right path or do you want to take the wrong path? Mm-hmm. You decide to go with the easiest path, like the hard path or like the most difficult path or the simple path.
So my question was, did he took a shortcut instead of doing taking a hard path and, doing the right thing? Did he took a shortcut?
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Okay.
He took the shortest path because he doesn't waste his time in the longest path. Even though the longest path was leading to success.
That's what you think? I take it as he's taking a chance, but he's not just doing something the way everybody else has done. He's taking the one that's less traveled.
Yeah.
Because he's I want to try out something new and maybe see, experience something different and unique. I don't know. Or maybe he's antisocial and he just doesn't want to see anybody. So he's like, nobody goes down this path. I'm going to go down this path.
Or maybe he's just lazy and he doesn't want to, work hard and take the long path. And I don't know, that's what I interpret it.
I guess I haven't read it. I mean, I just heard it, but I haven't read it in a while. I don't remember there being a short and a long path.
Oh, I thought that's what I heard. Okay.
Is there? Maybe there is. I'll have to read it again. I read that poem a lot growing up because Robert Frost was from New Hampshire, which is where I grew up. And I always thought that we read him a lot because he was from New Hampshire, and we probably did. But then I grew up and realized that everybody reads him. It's not just people from New Hampshire.
So. The website that I found the poem, I found there's a picture right next to the poem. Mm-hmm. It's there are two roads, and one is smaller than the other. That's why I was saying, he took the shortest path and not the most complicated one. Hmm.
Sometimes the shorter paths turn out to be the most complicated. Because what if there were, booby traps on the short path, and the long path was just a straight, flat, clean road? What if? But, yeah, I think of that poem as taking a chance and, trying something new, being brave and unique. That's my reading. But everyone brings their own reading to a poem, so that's the beauty of poetry. Cool. Thanks for sharing, Fahim. Lena, do you have a book to talk about or a bookish thing?
Well, does it count if I talk about a puzzle game? Is it okay? So, this puzzle game is kind of on the electronic device. But basically, this gives you no backstory at all. So, all it shows is a cutscene of you just being washed up on the shore. And basically, you have to figure out why you're at this random island and how to get out of there. And so basically, you're stuck there forever. Just kidding. You have to walk around this island and solve these puzzles, kind of, obviously. But you have to go around this island and yell at these blue box stones. And basically, this strange light leads you to a place. And so basically, once you're done yelling at these stones, you go to a strange place, in the middle of the town place thing. Well, not a town place because there's no one there, but just the island. And you get a fox friend that turns from stone into a fox, and you start chasing after the fox, And I couldn't figure out the next puzzle because I'm trying to find the fox because I'm bad at puzzles. So, like, I'll just leave you on a cliffhanger. And that's it.
Are you on a cliffhanger until you figure it out, or have you given up figuring it out?
Oh, until I figure it out.
Okay, so it's not an eternal cliffhanger, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully, but I've been trying for ages to solve this puzzle.
What kind of puzzles are they?
Well, like, usually they're puzzles of, like, where is the statue? And the first puzzle they give you is, how do you get past the boar? Because, like, there's a boar blocking the way to the first statue ever in the game. And then you figure out that there's a bush and you throw a fruit from the bush on the ground. But basically, the puzzle that I'm trying to solve is, how do you find the fox? And how do I yell at these three statues at the same time? But it's mostly trying to find the fox right now.
I hope you find him.
I hope so, too. And if they give us a name option for the fox, I know what to name the fox. Swipe or no swiping.
Of course. What's the name of the game?
It's called Rhyme.
Like R-H-Y-M-E, like rhyming? Or
no, like R-I-M-E.
Does that mean something or does it not tell you?
Oh, now I need to search that up on Google now. Now I need to know if it means something. Like if I put it in translate, will it mean a word?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was like the name of a place or a character or something.
We don't know the character's name. Also, there's some strange person in a red cloak who is mysterious and who you can't see. We have many theories of who it might be, but I still need to figure out the puzzle. Because without the fox, I'm stuck in this place. Also, did I mention that I need to figure out how to get past all the ruins? Basically, you're on an old island where there are no people. I'm very confused because they didn't even give you like anything like breaking it down.
That sounds fun.
It is.
Well, I hope you keep making progress. It's fun to fun to solve that stuff. It's less fun to be stuck.
Yeah.
Well, I could talk about a book. I recently read a book called Stand Up, Yumi Chung. And it's by Jessica Kim, and it's about a young woman named Yumi Chung, who is Korean-American, and her family runs a Korean barbecue restaurant in Koreatown in Los Angeles. And she dreams of becoming a stand-up comedian, hence the title Stand Up Yumi Chung. And she loves watching YouTube videos and Netflix specials on stand-up, and her favorite person is someone named Jasmine Jones, and she really wants to go to summer camp, to a comedy camp, but her parents have decided that she needs to take a tutoring class over summer so that she can pass a test and get into a fancy private school so that she can get a good education and then get a good job and be able to support herself and her family. But she really wants to go to this comedy camp, but she's not allowed to go. And then one day she's walking around and she sees a theater where there's a sign up that has her favorite comedian, Jasmine Jones, on it. And then she hears Jasmine's voice and she walks into the theater, and it turns out that Jasmine Jones is offering a workshop in stand-up comedy. And when she walks in, she's just, you know, in awe of this comedian that she loves so much. And then the people there mistake her for somebody that was signed up for the program that didn't show up, named Kay Nakamura. So she doesn't correct them because she's like, oh, I get to take part in this camp or this workshop. So she starts doing both, going to the tutoring program, but then also going to this workshop and pretending to be someone named Kay Nakamura, which is a Japanese name, not a Korean name. So she's pretending to be another person from a different background. And So as you might guess from reading or watching stories or just from life itself, when you're lying to people in your life, it gets complicated. So she's both lying to her fellow workshop members and to Jasmine Jones, who she idolizes. And then she's also lying to her family about what she's doing. So, you know, those things are bound to catch up with you. But it has an interesting and nice resolution to it, where, you know, she stands up for who she is and for the people who care about her, and stands up for herself and does some stand up. So it's pretty fun. I liked it a lot. It was a cute middle grade chapter book, and it was light. It's good to have a light read now and again.
You have to lie once, then you have to lie, like, to keep up with that one lie that you, like, you have to do more lies. You have to, which is complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like especially when you're pretending to be someone that you're not, it means that you can't really share your full self with people. So that's challenging.
I can't imagine, like, how it's like the parents and also the comedian's reaction is going to be. I'm thinking, in my opinion, like, at first, they won't be that much understanding. They won't be understanding. But then if she stands up for herself, like, explains it to them, like, I'm thinking then they will understand. Because does she want to be a comedian? Is that her passion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does anyone have a good joke? I don't have any good jokes. I have some favorite jokes, but no, none of them are very good. And half the time I say them wrong, so I'm not going to say one. But do you have any good jokes?
I just thought, what do people wear when it's tea time?
When it's tea time? Oh, a t-shirt?
Tea time.
Oh, what time?
No, sea time.
Tea time?
Sea time. Not what's tea time.
Sea time? What's sea time?
Yeah. Sea time.
A mask.
Dancing mask.
But what's sea time?
You mean COVID.
Okay. Oh, COVID time? Okay.
Oh. What is mostly COVID? I don't know those words.
She doesn't know COVID. It's a virus.
It's a virus. I already know what about
virus. Yeah,
so my joke was about, like the rainbow, like, was, like, a, like, the big giant fucking rainbow was, like, going to, like, destroy the world, and then other rainbows disturb him, and then jump at the bus and, like, get the bus and throw at him and, like, put some spells and ate it.
That's goofy. Fahim, do you want to tell a joke?
Yeah, I have a joke. What's the best thing about Switzerland? I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
That's a good one. Flag humor. I like flag humor. I don't know much flag humor, but I like that one.
Miss Emily, I have another joke.
Okay.
Why do we tell actors to break a leg? Because every play has a cast.
Oh. Lena, do you have any jokes?
Yeah. So a plane is about to crash. The pilot says there are only 3 parachutes left. And then the president says, I need to go because I have a country to run. And then the president jumps off the plane. There's a doctor who says, I have lives to save, and jumps out of the plane. Then there's a father who says, son, I think you should take the last parachute because I have lived a long, fulfilling life. And the son says, don't worry, the president took my backpack.
Ha ha. That poor president.
I have another.
Okay.
Why do people call a balloon a balloon?
I don't know.
Looks like a balloon.
Because it's bloated.
Bloated?
How did we make this one?
Miss Emily, I have another joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a doctor and a patient. The doctor said, I have some bad news and some very bad news. The lab called with your test results. They said you have 24 hours to live. The patient says, 24 hours? That's terrible. What's the very bad news? And the doctor said, I've been trying to reach you since yesterday.
Oh no, poor patient. Anyways, we're about out of time. It was nice talking with you all. And thanks everyone for listening. We hope everyone has a great week and reads lots of good books or poems or plays some
Snake
puzzle
books?
Games or makes books.
I'm going to do both.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. That sounds like a good week. Well, have a good week. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.